Welcome to the deep dive. You've brought us a really fascinating observation about market behavior today. Just one sentence, but it packs a punch. We're going to put it through the ringer, really analyze it. The core finding we're dissecting is this: sellers withdrew from market as inventory stabilized.
Right. And that observation, it's rich because it kind of pushes against what we usually assume about economic health, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Stability sounds good.
We usually think stability attracts people, attracts participation. So our mission today is really to unpack that relationship, the connection between inventory, stabilizing that key supply metric, and this active kind of negative response from sellers.
Pulling back.
Pulling back, exactly. We need to focus on the implications of that tight link.
Right, because why would consistency, which, usually signals things are mature, predictable, less risky, why would that trigger an exodus? If the supply isn't bouncing all over the place anymore, if the environment feels safer, shouldn't sellers feel, I don't know, more secure?
You'd think so.
This isn't just some minor point. It really makes you question what we mean by a, quote, healthy market.
For whom? Right. Healthy for whom?
Exactly. Okay, so let's set the scene first. The source material mentions market stability, but let's zoom in on inventory. What does inventory stabilized actually mean in this context?
Okay, good question. When we talk about inventory stabilized, we're talking about the supply. It's moving from a period where it was, really volatile, maybe spiking, maybe collapsing.
Up and down.
Exactly. To a state where the rate of change slows way down. It doesn't necessarily mean the inventory level is perfect or ideal, but it's become consistent, predictable.
Okay, so less chaotic.
Yes. Think of it less like a fixed member on a shelf and more like a predictable supply curve. The flow is steady.
Gotcha.
This consistency, it means the market isn't being defined by those wild swings anymore. For the market generally, this looks like normalization. And crucially, it leads to something called price discovery normalization.
Price discovery normalization. Okay, that sounds a bit technical. Is that basically saying the market now knows what things are actually worth?
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
When inventory is all over the map, pricing gets speculative. Sellers are guessing, maybe taking risks based on a temporary shortage or a sudden glut.
Trying to catch a wave.
Exactly. But when supply stabilizes, that noise, it just clears up. And the real equilibrium price, the price the market can actually sustain long term, becomes much, much easier to see.
Okay.
So this stabilization, this precondition we're talking about, it marks the end of that really erratic, high-risk phase.
All right, so that's the environment. Things have calmed down on the supply side. Now, the reaction. Sellers withdrew from market. Now, I think if things are predictable, maybe different kinds of sellers, maybe more stable capital should be coming in, right? So why is this withdrawal, this active choice to leave, why is that so significant?
Well, the significance is really in that word withdrawal. It's active. This isn't just, a few businesses closing down naturally over time.
Not just slow attrition.
No, exactly. It implies a deliberate, pretty immediate reaction. People actively deciding, okay, the game's changed, I'm out. It tells us something important.
Yeah.
The sellers who were thriving during the volatility, they found the normalized, stable market, well, unattractive.
But hold on, doesn't stability lower the risk? You know, basic finance says lower risk should attract more conservative money, long-term players looking for steady, even if smaller, returns.
That's the conventional wisdom, absolutely.
So if the high-risk guys leave, why aren't the low-risk guys immediately filling that gap?
And that's the core puzzle here, isn't it? The observation highlights that initial simultaneous withdrawal. It suggests that whatever opportunity existed during the chaos, the specific structure they were exploiting, it just vanished so quickly when stability hit.
Oh, okay.
So the risk seekers left before that conservative long-term capital could really flow in and take their place. The sellers pulling out, they were clearly optimized for the roller coaster, not the steady train ride.
Okay, that really sets up the main question perfectly then. We have to focus on that word as. It wasn't way after the withdrawal happened as things stabilized. It implies a direct link, like the stability itself was the trigger.
Precisely. So what could be going on? Why would stability scare off these particular sellers? I think we can explore maybe three key reasons based purely on this dynamic. The first one ties right back to your point about price discovery, the erosion of profit margins.
Okay, makes sense.
When inventory is unstable, volatile, some sellers might have an edge. Maybe they get information faster, maybe they react quicker to a temporary shortage and can price high, making, pretty wide margins.
Opportunistic pricing.
Right. But once inventory stabilizes, supply becomes reliable, predictable. And that efficiency means everybody starts working with basically the same information.
So the advantage disappears. If everyone knows what's available and supply is steady, the market gets super efficient, right? It forces prices down closer to the actual cost.
Exactly. Down to that minimal sustainable profit level.
Right.
The point where, you know, the seller on the edge can just barely justify being there.
Right.
So stabilization effectively puts a ceiling on price and a floor under supply. It just squeezes that space between cost and revenue.
So for sellers who jumped in expecting, say, 20% margins during the crazy times, a stable 5% margin just isn't worth it anymore. It's like their whole model built for big spreads just breaks down.
Precisely. They're now in what you might call a low risk adjusted return environment. The potential reward just doesn't match their operational setup or maybe their capital cost.
Yeah.
So they decide, okay, time to move this money somewhere else.
It reminds me of like a deep sea fishing boat suddenly trying to operate in a calm, shallow pond. Yeah, the water's stable, but the big unpredictable catches they're geared up for, they're just gone.
That's a perfect analogy, yeah.
So they leave, not because the pond is bad, but because it doesn't fit their equipment or what they expect to pull out.
Exactly. They withdraw because the opportunity structure changed. Okay, so that's margins. What's the second possibility? This one's more about strategy. Sellers viewing stability as the strategic endpoint.
Endpoint, meaning like mission accomplished.
Kind of, yeah. Think about sophisticated, maybe high-frequency market players. They're often not in it for the long haul of just running a business day to day. They're in the business of profiting from market transitions.
Trading the change itself.
Right. They jump in when things are chaotic, when inventory is spiking or crashing, because they anticipate a correction, a return to some kind of normal.
So they buy low during the chaos or position themselves somehow, betting on things eventually calming down. In this scenario, inventory stabilized isn't a forecast for them. It's the cash out signal. It means their prediction came true.
Exactly. For that type of seller, stabilization is the finish line. They might have been holding inventory or some related asset, just waiting for the market to stop bleeding or stop overheating. Once stability arrives, boom, they liquidate, take their profit, and exit.
They treated the volatility like a specific project.
A temporary project, yes. And achieving stability means the project's done. Their reason for being there, their strategic motivation, it's gone.
Okay, that explains why the withdrawal is concurrent, happening as it stabilizes. They don't wait around to see what happens next. The moment that stability metric hits their target, they're out.
Like a contractor packing up the moment the building passes inspection. Job done.
Right.
And that brings us to a third reason, which is perhaps a bit more technical, but really interesting. The closure of the arbitrage window.
Arbitrage, so exploiting price differences.
Exactly. Arbitrage thrives on inefficiency. Situations where the same thing might trade at slightly different prices in different places, or even just moments apart, because information isn't perfect or supply lines are temporarily gummed up.
And unstable inventory would create those situations all the time.
It's a breeding ground for them. A seller might have, say, unique access to supply data, or maybe just really fast logistics. They could exploit a temporary shortage in one region caused by the overall inventory messiness.
So unstable inventory basically means the market is constantly throwing off little signals, maybe asymmetrical information, that only the quickest or best connected sellers can actually grab and profit from.
You've got it. Now, what happens when inventory stabilizes? That asymmetrical information just evaporates.
Because everyone sees the same stable picture.
Right. Those temporary regional shortages smooth out because the supply chain is working consistently. That little gap in time, the arbitrage window, the moment between spotting an inefficiency and the market correcting it, it shrinks down, maybe even to zero.
So the game is over for the arbitrage players.
Pretty much. The sellers who rely on that informational edge or exploiting those brief imbalances, suddenly their specialized skill set isn't worth much. The stabilized market is very transparent, which means, you know, it's generally a risk-off environment for most people.
But ironically.
Ironically, it's a no opportunity environment for that niche, risk-seeking arbitrage seller. Their whole reason for being there disappears.
Okay, this really challenges that initial assumption, doesn't it? If stability closes that arbitrage window, maybe stability isn't universally healthy. For that entrepreneurial, high-risk slice of the seller population, maybe it's actually bad.
It absolutely suggests that.
Mm-hmm.
For certain market players, volatility is the opportunity. Consistency means their specific business model, often built on exploiting temporary gaps in information or access, just doesn't work anymore.
So the observation itself tells the story.
It does. In this dynamic, stability wasn't a reason to stay. It was a clear signal to get out. The sellers who left were basically saying, the structure that allowed us to profit here, it's gone.
Okay, let's try and summarize the core takeaway then. We've dug into this unexpected dynamic where inventory stabilizing didn't lead to more sellers, but actually prompted certain types of sellers to withdraw. And the reasons seem to be this sort of triple threat: profit margins getting squeezed, hitting a strategic exit point for transition traders, and the arbitrage window slamming shut.
Yeah, that covers it.
And this whole thing really pushes back against the simple idea that stability is always good for everyone in the market.
Absolutely. The final synthesis here is that market conditions, market health, it's interpreted differently by different players.
Yeah.
What looks calm and stable on a chart to an analyst.
Like, oh, good, things settled down.
Right. That same signal is read by an active, maybe risk-seeking seller as, okay, party's over.
Yeah.
It's a signal to pull their capital out immediately and start looking for the next market, defined by some kind of inefficiency or volatility.
Which leaves us with a really interesting final thought for you, the listener, to chew on. If we accept that stabilization can be a trigger for these kinds of sellers to leave, suggesting they actually need or prefer a more uncertain environment, then what is the ideal condition for them? Mm-hmm. Is there an optimal level of volatility? You know, a sort of Goldilocks zone, not too chaotic, not too stable. Or are there other factors completely unrelated to inventory that might encourage these withdrawn sellers to jump back in?
It suggests the ideal environment for all sellers is probably far more complex, far more nuanced than just aiming for simple stability.
Something to think about.